You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. And now it is time to go back to Ben and Dave to see if they have solved our muesli dilemma and find out what half a pint of rice and a bouncy ball can tell us about why all the nuts and raisins float to the top.
Oh, hello again. Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still at Parkside Community College. We've got our two pint glasses here, both half full of rice with a bouncy ball buried in the middle. So, Dave, what's next?
So, first of all, I'd like Emily to just try shaking her glass up and down and see what happens. Might have to shake for quite a long time. Oh.
Well, the bouncy ball kind of comes to the surface a bit, but then it kind of gets buried again.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're rotating your arm when you shake it, the far side gets shaken more than the close side.
So you're not just shaking the whole thing up and down. You're putting a bit of a tilt in there, a bit of an angle.
Yeah, that's right. It's very hard not to because your arm is designed to pivot. So when that happens, the far side is getting shaken more, so all the particles are further apart from each other, and they're less dense. So all of the rice on the side which is getting shaken a lot is going to float, and on the other side where it's not getting shaken as much, it's more dense, so it sinks. So actually you get a convection current, so stuff's coming up and coming down, so the ball gets sucked upwards and then gets pulled downwards.
So should we see now what happens when Matt bangs his glass on the table?
Okay, then.
Keep going, Matt. What's happening?
Come on, bouncy ball. Oh, it's appeared. There we go. It's appeared at the top. Now it's the bouncy ball staying where it is and not moving.
So this time the bouncy ball has come up to the top of the rice, but instead of being pulled back down again down the other side of the glass, it's just staying at the top. What's different this time?
If you imagine the ball shaking around, all the little small pieces of rice shaking around. If the ball comes up, it's quite easy for a piece of rice to fall in underneath it. But if a piece of rice comes up making a hole, the odds are the ball will still be held up by a load of other pieces of rice, and so the ball can't fall down. So the ball can only go upwards, it can't go downwards, so it tends to float up to the surface.
So this is the same process that happens in a box of muesli while it's on the back of a van?
Yeah, so the big lumps in the muesli tend to float up to the surface. And also, if you've ever been to a stony beach, you'll find the larger stones tend to be at the top because they tend to work their way upwards as the small stones fall in between them.
Did you expect that to happen?
No, I actually didn't. I thought the bouncy ball would go down.
And did you ever expect that you could prove why the raisins are on the top using science?
Well, not with rice and bouncy balls, to be honest.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I do hope that you tried this out at home. That's all from Kitchen Science this week from Parkside Community College. And that's all from Dave Ansell.
Goodbye.
From Emily and from Matt.
Bye.
And goodbye from me.
Oh, thanks, Ben. So, bouncy ball is like raisins and rice is like muesli. I'm not going round for breakfast at Ben's house.
Some cereal like that.
Yeah, not very nice. Anyway, so that experiment and loads more can be found at the Naked Scientist website, and that's www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.